Let's go to Portugal and speak to reporter Alison Roberts. Morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Are Portugal going to get a new government today?
Well, that's what we're supposed to think. The election was on 10th of March, and the main centre-right coalition won a very narrow majority. A lead over the governing Socialist Party, but without a majority in Parliament. And the big winner was the far-right Chega Party. Now, the man who was tapped to be Prime Minister by Portugal's president has said that he will present his government today. It is not expected to include anyone except for people from the parties in his own coalition. So this far-right party, Chega, has been really demanding that it be let into the government, or that the Luís Montenegro, the Prime Minister designate, at least negotiate with them for some kind of confidence and supply agreement. But he's stuck to his insistence that he will not talk to them.
So it'll remain a minority government, it will be a minority government, which isn't unusual for Portugal.
It's not that unusual. As a matter of fact, the United Nations Secretary General, as now is, former Prime Minister of Portugal, António Guterres, back in the 90s, managed to survive for a whole parliament 4 years as a minority government, his Socialist Party. And the man who was the opposition leader was the man who is now Portugal's president. So there are players still in the system that know that it's possible. It may not work out this time, because the Socialist Party that is now in opposition was in power for 8 years, may not have at all an interest in that happening this time. Back then it was because Portugal had the prospect of entering monetary union at its inception. There's nothing like that on the horizon right now. And in the meantime, far-right Chega will also be trying to show that it is the main opposition against the traditional central bloc of the two main parties. So it will be making trouble. And we've already seen that in the last couple of days. Okay. When a Speaker of Parliament was not elected, and only after several votes was it managed with a deal between the Socialists and the main centre-right party.
Alison, thank you. That's Alison Roberts in Portugal.